My guest at this time is Mark Eaton, master impressionist for the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can catch them live every weekend at the Reagan Building here in Washington, every Friday and Saturday evening. You can also learn more about them online at capitalsteps.com. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Fantastic. Boy, you know, you wait for a scandal to emerge, and it's all we had to wait all the way to, like, what, January 8th before this traffic gate, bridge gate, whatever they want to call it in New Jersey, allies of Chris Christie in revenge for a mayor not endorsing Christie's reelection, causing a traffic jam on the George Washington Bridge and causing all sorts of chaos as a result of that. So,
you know, not quite as good as a sex scandal, but nothing makes people angrier, I guess, than traffic. Maybe besides sex scandals, but who knows? but we just hope this thing keeps percolating along, you know. A little political retaliation, you know, and closing lanes. You know, quite honestly, if you kept people from New Jersey entering New York, New York would probably give you a medal.
You might indeed. So, you know, do you think this hurts him for 2016 at all? Are you worried, since I'm sure you would love him in the campaign?
Well, we would absolutely love him on the campaign, but, you know, I can't imagine a hardcore Republican that was really going to vote for him in the first place taking offense that he's playing politics with a Democrat. I mean, isn't that what kind of, you know, he's kind of known as a bit of a bully. He's just clogging a road this time instead of clogging his arteries.
Ah, what a transition. Because on the Capitol Steps most recent CD, Fiscal Shades of Gray, obviously the governor here is not responding to Bridgegate because this is from a few months ago, but he is talking about a crisis that was both national and personal.
Yes, absolutely, and one that, you know, touched me quite personally as well. So let's hear the governor explain.
You and me both, brother.
And now, an urgent message from New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
We've had a tough time in New Jersey, all right? And the news just keeps getting worse, so I'm here to ask every American to give generously to Superstorm Sandy efforts. Unfortunately, I had to take all the federal money meant for New Jersey and divert that money to a more important cause, as you see. Okay, here we go. Twinkie, Twinkie, luscious snack, how I want to bring you back. In depression, I will plunge if I can't eat cream-filled sponge. Twinkie, Twinkie, it's abrupt. Without you, my soul's bankrupt. Okay, there's another one. Hang on. Goodbye, ding-dong and ho-ho. States that okay pot laws know. So you now can smoke a joint. Without Twinkies, what's the point? Your assets will be for sale. I'm too big to let you fail. Thanks a lot.
Oh, Mark, but the good news is they're back.
That's right. That's right. You know, that's a little bit of a throwback kind of story that, you know. But he, I'm sure because of his efforts, they're back on the shelf. That's a good thing.
Absolutely. I'll tell you, when I thought they were going out of business forever, I went and got that last box. Did you?
No, I did not.
No. Well, now you don't have to.
That's right. That's right. Now, that box, you collector's box you have on the shelf, is probably stale by now.
Well, no, I ate them. Trust
oh,
me.
You ate them. Okay. And what am I talking about? Stale? They wouldn't be stale for another 14 years.
Oh, at least. Yeah. So, yeah, no need for nostalgia, I guess. But anyway, enjoy them while you got them now.
That's right.
Anything else grab your attention here early on in the new year?
Well, you know, we had former Defense Secretary Gates.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a new book coming out, said some things about Biden in particular, that he's been on the wrong side of every, you know, major foreign policy decision for the last 40 years. So that's kind of interesting. And, you know, if this becomes a scandal, I mean, what do we call this? Do we call this one Gatesgate? I mean, it's kind of, you know, we throw gate behind everything, but that sounds a little weird.
That would be a little redundant. Do you think Biden will come out and go, no, it's only the last 20?
Yeah, that's right. And by the way, he hipped us to the Guess Who, a phenomenal band from Canada like 30 years ago, so he hasn't been wrong on everything.
On that note, Mark, we'll talk to you later. Have a great weekend.
Right. Thanks so much.
Mark Eaton, master impressionist of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building. Learn more about their work online at capitalsteps.com. Again, their latest CD, which included the selection you just heard, is Fiscal Shades of Gray. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.